Blog Talk Radio.
I'm believing that God is going to work a miracle in your life by the end of this song. No matter what situation you find yourself in right now, just know that all you have to do is leave it at the feet of Jesus, my brother and my sister. Listen. Bible says,
cast your cares upon him, he'll hear your call. Lay it down, lay it down.
Promise
he would never leave, not forsake your friends indeed. Lay it down, lay it down.
War cry. Feeling better by now, but just in case you just got into your car, let us say it again. All of your problems, all of your pain,
lay it down,
lay it down.
Everybody, you are listening to Lay It Down. What a beautiful song by Troy Sneed. such a beautiful song. If you would just listen to the words of that song, it says, all of your troubles, all of your problems, all of your plans, lay it down. Lay it down. And when you lie down, ah, God, when you lie all of that down, God will come in. And then he'll take over. Many times we want everything to thrive and everything to be beautiful and gorgeous and lovely. But we fail sometimes to consult with God. We fail to ask him, Lord, what is your purpose for my life? What is your will for my life? What would you have for me to do? Do we ever consult with God? Or do we just take off and start running? Well, nobody, even in a race, those people that apply and those that register to get in the race, they have to go through some, there's a process that they must go through. There are some requirements that they have to meet. Hallelujah. Lay it down. What a beautiful, beautiful song. I didn't even know that was the opening song. I had really forgotten what song we were opening up with today. But anyway, once again, we greet you in the precious, mighty name of Jesus. We pray that each and every one of you all had a blessed and glorious weekend. We're back here on the broadcast on the Time of Reflection with New Destiny Ministries, and we're just so happy to have you all back with us again to just listen to what the Spirit is saying, to just listen at how we can best serve God, how we can best serve our fellow man. That's what we're here for. We're here to be an encouragement to one another. We're here to uplift the name of Jesus. We're here to enrich lives and empower souls to know that there's a destiny in Christ Jesus, and we have to pursue that destiny. Amen, amen. We're going to ask, I'm going to ask Sister Ruby, since I'll be speaking today, I'm going to ask Sister Ruby if there's anyone on the line that she feel led to, or if she would just open up if she like to, if she would oblige us with an opening prayer, and we're going to get right on in to this today's segment. Amen. Amen. I've been doing a little run in the day, so I need much prayer. Pray for me that God will strengthen me and give me what to say as the Spirit of God really give utterance to us on this afternoon. Amen. God bless you, Sister Ruby.
God bless everybody on the broadcast that's listening. We just thank Jesus Christ for this opportunity and Evangelist Bernard for you, the founder and host of this broadcast, New Destiny Ministries, a time of reflection that Jesus Christ has given you. And this is 20 months that you have been on the air, and he has sent a rhema word from heaven. So we just thank you, Jesus. We just praise you, and we just magnify your holy name. Without you, we can do anything. Oh, we just ask you and thank you for giving Evangelist Bernard strength to come on this line and bring your holy word from above. It seems like every Monday you got her on here bringing your word, your anointing word for heaven for your precious people and the ones that's all over the world. Hallelujah. We thank you so much that you have chosen us, your people, to be on this broadcast, and we know that it's from above, not on this earth, because you send a rhema word every day. You say, yes, you, if we repent and we be baptized in your name and filled with the Holy Ghost, that you will not only hear us, you will lead and guide us into all truth. You will lead and guide our lives as we go ahead or forward. So we just thank you for looking out for your precious children on this earth, because you said all souls are yours, said the Lord. Hallelujah. And we just thank you for the listeners on the broadcast all over the world. We don't know where this word is going for, but in your words, Lord Jesus, you said the word shall go forth and it shall accomplish what it set out to do. Hallelujah. So we thank you for that. We thank you for this opportunity to have your precious people on the line that you have led, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the rhema word that Evangelist Bernard is going to bring today from you. It's nowhere but from you. Hallelujah, because you know I've been on this line with her from time inception that you gave her this New Destiny Ministry Block Talk Radio a couple of years ago, but it came to manifest itself in 20 months. We've been on this line for 20 months, and we have not suffered. We have not won. Hallelujah. Everything that you said that you would be responsible and give us, you have given us and more. Hallelujah. Ooh. You have brought on your precious people. We only can know their hearts because and I'm saying face to face, but you know everything about us because it's your heart. Your heart that's opening up in our hearts. And you know our address. You know every hairs on our heads. You know our mothers and fathers. You know our children. You know our husbands. You know our wives. So we just thank you for this opportunity. We thank you that you allow us, Lord Jesus, to repent. Hallelujah. If we said or done anything that was against your precious stone or that was not pleasing in your sight, please forgive us and we repent, because we don't want word, the anointing and your words from heaven to be hindered because of we not looking and realizing that you're not pleased with us. So, Lord Jesus, be pleased with us as we repent to hear your word, that it may go in our hearts and that we may truly be a witness for you in these last days. We praise you, we thank you, and we love you, and we thank you for the Facebook, the archives, the chat room. I thank you. I've learned, and each and every one that calls in or hear it by ear or hear it or type it in and be on the archives. We thank you. We love you. And we praise you. We pray for our families, Lord Jesus. We pray for the bereaved families all over the world. Hallelujah. We pray for Evangelist, Sharon, and her going through with her sister being passed. We pray for Minister Michael and his family and his health, Lord Jesus. You know you can rise us up. It's just a matter of seeking you and say, because you said that you'll heal all diseases and you'll cure our land. Hallelujah. And we just thank you for it. We love you and we praise you and we give you the glory and the praise. Strengthen Evangelist Bernard as you send her to give your people on this earth your word from heaven that you have designed especially for this time, this 1 o'clock hour on New Destiny Ministry, a time of reflection. And we're so grateful. We love you and we praise you for this opportunity that you have given us. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you. Thank you, Sister Ruby. Certainly appreciate the wonderful sacrifice that the Lord allow you to make each and every day to assist with this switchboard. It's an awesome job. It's an awesome job. It's not something you just can just click on. It's very detailed, and you have to be at a place where you can pay attention to it. So we just thank God for what he's doing. I just see God's hand in everything that we do. Amen. We're just so thankful to you, and thank God for that awesome prayer. We want to remind you, before I forget, I talked with Sister Patrice on yesterday and just found out that her father passed away last week. Amen. So we want to remember the Moore's family. I think his name is Willie Moore. I wrote it down. So keep the Moore family in our prayers. Sister Patrice has been a faithful listener to this broadcast, so we want to certainly keep her and her family in prayer. There she has a Facebook page. You can go on to a Facebook page and find out a little more information. I don't have any information at this time, but I know that she did lose her father, so we want to continue to pray for that family. Amen. So God, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to strengthen Sister Patrice, strengthen the siblings, Lord God, strengthen the Moore family as a whole, Lord God, and anything they have need of in the homegoing service of their Father, God, we ask you to provide everything that they have need of, God, in the name of Jesus. Even the grandchildren, comfort them, and if there's any mothers still alive from that union, Lord God, we ask you to shield and protect them, Lord God. Wrap your arms around them, Lord God, for we know to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So we pray God's blessing over that family. Continue to comfort them. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen. We are coming out of a week where we were talking about blessing the Lord. I will bless the Lord. That was our subject last week. I will bless the Lord at all times. Psalm 34 and 1 and said, his praise shall continually be in my mouth. And I couldn't understand, and I still don't quite understand, but I'm just following the leading of the Spirit. And I say, well, Lord God, where do we go? Excuse me, there. You can hear all of this outside noise, so you all pardon me. I'm trying to be in a quiet place from the outside where you won't pick up too much distractions, but that's how it is with these thin walls and these apartments that they have. Amen. But nevertheless, we just praise God, and I said, Lord, now where do we go from here? And I had a tugging in my spirit of subject matters for this week, and I just kept hearing in my spirit, witness, 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 witness. And so our subject for this week, our destiny focus for this week is we are witnesses. And as I began to just try to study Pardon me. We hear the ambulances or the fire trucks going. I pray God's protection on whoever they're going to aid and assist. I could hear it loudly, and I'm sure you all can hear it also. Amen. So excuse that interruption. But as I was talking, and I began to just think about on last week, we're talking about blessing the Lord. And on Thursday, I spoke on how are we going to bless the Lord. What can we give him? What can we offer the Lord? And we also went to Psalms 116 and 12 and 13, where it said, what shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits unto me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. So this week we're talking about being a witness. We're talking about we are witnesses. And I said, well, Lord, as I begin to look at some scriptures and begin to try to dissect and try to analyze, what are you trying to say to us in this hour? And I went from Genesis to Revelation, because that word is witness, witness, witness. But the Lord told me we are witnesses, so that's plural. Witness alone is singular, but witnesses mean more than one. And so as I begin to look, I went on into the dictionary and began to look at that word witness, witness, witness. Lord, what are you trying to say to us today? So when I went to the dictionary, it says witness, the word witness. Now, we're just going to deal with the singular, and then we, as we get into the lesson, then we're going to add some more witness, and therefore we will be witnesses. Amen? Amen. So witness, to wit, this word, the definition of witness is to see, hear, or know by personal presence and perception. So that is to be able to visibly see and to audibly hear, or to know by your personal presence in an area or in an occurrence or an event, and perception. So sometimes our perception is not what we think it is, okay? And it also says to be present at an occurrence. I just said at an event, an occurrence, as a formal witness, spectator, or bystander. Then it has to bear witness to, meaning you're in agreement with someone else, to testify or to give or afford evidence of. Also, that word witness, it can be to attest to something by being able to verify or document even a signature. You know, sometimes they'll have on a form, on a legal form, they may have, they need the signature of a witness. They just don't want your signature. You know, when you go to get go to a notary public, they're going to ask for your ID and everything, because they want to witness and see evidence that you are who you say you are. They're not just going to sign a document and take your word and say you're Ruby Larry just because you say you're Ruby Larry. No, they want a state ID. They want a state ID, or they want a driver's license, a state driver's license. And that driver's license or that state ID is going to have a picture of who you are. So that serves as evidence. That serves as a witness to who you say that you are. So it's also is to, again, to document or to attest to something that's genuine. You know, when you, again, if you have some legal documents and you need to get them affirmed and let a notary public sign them, that when they sign in their logbook that they have, see, they are witnessing, saying that they have seen your ID, and this document, it can be verified because they're going to write it in their logbook. Oh, you better watch God today. God has a logbook. Hallelujah. But it's not a written logbook. It's oral. It's in his mind. And he don't need anything written. God has it in his mind. He can verbally speak what it is about you. Because remember, he knew us before we were even formed in the belly of the womb. He already knew who we are. He already knew who we are to become. Ah, we're talking about witnesses today. We are witnesses. Amen? So we have already confirmed today. We're documenting what a witness is. So somebody that's able to see, somebody that's able to hear, and somebody that's able to know by their personal presence. Their personal presence. They have to be witnesses. You know, in a court of law, there are some witnesses that the defense have, and there are some witnesses that the prosecutor has. Amen? And in the midst of that, sometimes we label these witnesses. Some witnesses are labeled as favorable, and some witnesses are labeled as hostile. Some are very pleasant in their demeanor, and then some are hostile. And we just saw that just a week or two ago when we saw, Zimmerman go on trial for the murder of Trayvon Martin. And after the jurors came back with a decision, with a guilty verdict, then after all that was over, then we began to hear from some of these jurors. We began to hear how they came to the conclusion of their guilty verdict. And also we began to see some of the people that was witnesses. And, you know, as they were on the stand witnessing in this trial, some of them we saw, one for one in particular, was the young lady who was on the phone with Trayvon. That young lady was considered hostile. She was considered as ignorant and unlearned because she really didn't have a great education. Even though she was a high school student, she still wasn't academically prepared to go through the rigors of what she had to go through on that stand. Amen. But afterwards, somebody say after, there will be glory after this. She got some glory after the trial was over, because guess what? Somebody had compassion. Somebody had compassion on her, and they saw that this young girl needed some help. And she was offered a full-year scholarship by Tom Joyner. And somebody took an interest in this girl. I'm talking about we are witnesses, Sister Ruby. Somebody took an interest in this young girl. And guess what? When she appeared on Piers Morgan on CNN, she looked like a different child. She looked like a different young lady. Somebody had taken some interest in this young woman, and they reached out and extended some love to her. Because somebody saw her. And they say they portrayed her as hostile. They say, but this young girl needs some help. They looked at her heart. How many know that God looks at the heart? Amen. And when we seen this young girl, somebody had taken her to, I believe she probably went to Sister Albertine. Hallelujah. And her hair was beautiful. And she had, her makeup was flawless. And then she began to even speak differently, Sister Ruby. She didn't speak like she spoke when she was on the witness stand, because for one, the defense attorney was trying to intimidate her. They were trying to intimidate her, because guess what? Their job is to make you look silly. Their job is to take the truth and make it out a lie. You better watch God today. Amen, amen. So as we go a little bit further, I said, Lord, what are you saying? So the Lord took me to Joshua. Hallelujah. He took me to Joshua. And, well, I took myself to Joshua. Hallelujah, because I'm trying to get an understanding. What are you saying to your people today, Lord God? And so I went to chapter 24. Hey, we're going to read just a few of these verses, and then we're going to move on. Hallelujah. And chapter 24 basically deals with the renewing of God's covenant. See, God had a covenant, and God has a covenant with those that are his. God has a covenant with his chosen people. So God had a covenant with Israel, and God had a covenant also with Joshua. And let's just go here. Excuse me for a moment. Let me just digress and go back a little bit. Let's start at this first chapter, because we have to get an understanding of this covenant. Now, Joshua was a protege of Moses. Moses was his mentor. And after Moses died and went off the scene, God strengthened Joshua to take the task on bringing his people over Jordan, bringing them across the Red Sea, bringing them to a land that he had already promised their forefathers. See, God had already promised Abraham and Isaac and Jacob a land. Amen. And they hadn't came into that land of fulfillment yet. So Joshua was given the charge. He was given the charge to take on and be the leader of God's people after Moses went on. Amen? Amen. So we want to read just a little bit in chapter 1, and let's see what the Lord is saying, and then we're going to go on. We're talking about we are witnesses. We are witnesses. We are witnesses. There were witnesses, and there'll always be a witness, because God said there will always be a witness. God will always have a witness, somebody that can see, somebody that can hear, somebody that can put themselves in the presence of an event, in the presence of a miracle, in the presence of a deliverance. Oh, you better watch God today. Hallelujah. He said we are witnesses. So let's go, and we're going to skip a little bit. Chapter 1, we're in the book of Joshua. Chapter 1 says, now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, listen, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. This is the Lord speaking to Joshua. He said, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that God is making a covenant right now. He said every place he's giving Joshua some promises. See, because God promises are sure. He said, verse 3 said, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. So God is confirming, God is solidifying his agreement again with Joshua and the children of Israel, what he's going to do for those that serve him, those that's not afraid to testify, those that's not afraid to take the witness stand, those not afraid to get in the trenches. He said, I'm going to be everywhere that the sole of your foot tread upon, that have I given unto you. He said, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. That's going to be your border. And listen at verse 5. We're talking about a covenant today. We're talking about being witnesses. Being witnesses, because God wants some true witnesses. He wants some faithful witnesses. He wants people that won't renege on his promises, that won't renege on their calling, that won't renege on their assignments. Verse 5 says, there shall not any man, listen, please listen today, because you are a witness. We are witnesses. And guess what? Us being witness mean that somebody is watching us. Somebody's going to be able to get on the stand and testify against us, either against us or for us, because it can't be no in between. God say either you're hot or you're cold. Hallelujah. Either you're for me or you are against me. Which side are you going to choose today? Are you going to choose the side of the Lord, or are you going to choose the side of the enemy? Well, guess what? I choose to be on the winning side. That's why I gave my life to the Lord almost 30 years ago. I told him, yes, Lord. Amen. We talked about that last week, even on Provoke Fridays. We said, I will bless the Lord at all times. Today we're saying we are witnesses. So that means when we see, when we hear, when we in the presence of people that is not living what they should be living, we ought to remove ourselves. We ought to come out from among them. If you don't, guess what? God got a witness against you. Amen. So verse 5 says, let's move along. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. God is telling Joshua, as I was with Moses, so shall I be with you. He said, no man, not any man, shall be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee. We already know that the Lord can't fail. He's God all by himself. He don't need no army. He don't need no soldiers. Hallelujah. He don't need no witness. He got a faithful witness. And that faithful witness is his son, Jesus Christ, because he was with him before the worlds were ever formed. He said, as I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Now listen, let's drop to verse 8. He said, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. When you teach your children about this book, and they tell them to meditate upon it day and night, and they do what I have commanded them to do, if they observe everything that's written therein, he said, I'm going to make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Now listen, have not I commanded thee, be strong, this is verse 9, and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Now let me tell you, people of God, they have in the justice system, they have some witness that bear false witness. They'll get on the stand and lie. To save their own skin. Now, they have been out committing these crimes and doing all these other damnable activities that they're involved in, but then when the hammer come down on them, they want to cop out. They want to rat their co-defendants out. That's what they say on the street. They're going to rat them out. Well, they say if you do the crime, you need to do the time. Hey, take responsibility. Take ownership for what you have done and for what you have not done. Amen? Amen. So, Therefore, God said, I have told you to be strong and be of good courage. Now we're going to cross over because you got to read this for yourself. We're going to cross over to chapter 24, and this is the last chapter in the book of Joshua. So Joshua, let me just give you a little holler. Joshua was a soldier. He was a mighty man of power. He wasn't afraid. He was a young man that God had given the charge. And God, hallelujah, he trusted Joshua to do the right thing because Joshua wasn't in it for the popularity. Joshua wasn't in it for the fame or the money or the greed. Joshua loved the Lord, and he did what was right in the Lord. Nobody could accuse Joshua. There was no witnesses that could bear false evidence against Joshua because he did what was right in the sight of the Lord. When you do what is right in the sight of the Lord, can nobody bear false witness? If they do, guess what? Judgment will come down upon them. We are witnesses. We are witnesses. What kind of witness are you? Are you favorable or are you hostile? If you're going to stand up for God, you got to get hostile. Hey, God, because the Bible says the kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violent have to take it by force. Oh, we got to take this thing by force. We came back up. We are the true witnesses. We are the faithful witnesses. We are witnesses of the King. Amen. So as we go to chapter 24, Joshua, I'm going to read a couple of verses in this chapter. Hallelujah. And it said, and Joshua gathered, we're at chapter 24, Joshua 24 and 1. And it says, and Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem and called for the elders of Israel and for their heads and for their judges and for their officers. And they presented themselves before God. And Joshua said unto all the people, I'm at verse 2, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, your fathers dwelt on the other side of the flood in old time, even Terah, the father of Abraham, and the father of Nahor. And they served other gods. And I took your father Abraham from the other side of the flood and led him throughout all the land of Canaan. And Canaan, and multiplied his seed. God said, I multiplied his seed. Everything that I promised you I would do, I did it. And I gave him Isaac. I gave Abraham Isaac. At 100 years old, he was able to give seed. Hallelujah. And his mother was 90 years old. Hey, glory to God. So God said, I fulfilled my promises and I gave him a son. I gave him Isaac. Oh, God, help me today. And he said, I gave unto Isaac Jacob and Esau. And I gave unto Esau Mount Seir to possess it. But Jacob and his children went down into Egypt. I sent Moses also and Aaron, and I plagued Egypt. When they would not, adhere to my servant, when they would not heed what my servant said unto them, he said, I plagued them according to that which I did, and afterwards I brought you out. He said, I plagued the Egyptians. He said, I killed everyone, all the firstborn. I killed Pharaoh's son. I brought frogs and locusts on the land. I did all of that because I loved you all, because I wanted you all to see me. I wanted you all to be a witness of what I can do. He said, because I am God all by myself, and I don't need no help. I don't need nobody. Oh, let's drop down. Hey, glory to God. He said, let's drop down to verse 6. And I brought your fathers out of Egypt, and ye came unto the sea, and the Egyptians pursued after your fathers with chariots and horsemen unto the Red Sea. And when they cried unto the Lord, we're talking about being a witness today. Are you witnesses? Hallelujah. We're at verse 7. And when they cried unto the Lord, he put darkness between you and the Egyptians and brought the sea upon them and covered them. And your eyes have seen what I have done in Egypt, and ye dwelt in the wilderness. He said, I let you be in the wilderness. Hallelujah. Long season. And guess what? I even provided for you while you were in the wilderness. Now, why are you crying now? Hallelujah. I brought you from the country to the city. I brought you from out of Compton to Woodland Hills. Hallelujah. I brought you from Pennsylvania, Sister Ruby, to the Bay Area, to Palo Alto, up there where the rich folks was. I'm the one gave you what you got. I gave you a job when they wasn't hiring no women. They weren't hiring no women drivers. Hallelujah. But I caused them to hire you, Ruby. I had them to keep you there 24 years driving the bus. I did it. Not you. I did that for you. I'm the same God. God said, I have some witnesses against you today. I have some witnesses that can attest to my mightiness. I have some witnesses that can contest to my deliverance. I have some witnesses that can attest to everything that was good I provided for you. Oh, God, when they thought they were about to lay you off, I told them, not worthy. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm that same God. Hey, I'm talking about being a witness. God has some witnesses that's going to testify on your behalf, and he has some witnesses that's going to testify against you. Oh, God, I want a good witness. I want my witnesses to be favorable. I want them to say like the Apostle Paul, I fought a good fight. She fought a good fight. She kept the faith. You got to be willing to hold on to the faith, even when you can't see your way. Hallelujah. God will preserve you. God will keep you. Oh, I'm talking about a witness today. We are witnesses. God, I bless you. And he said, I brought you into the land. We're at verse 8. Of the Amorites, which dwelt on the other side of Jordan, and they fought with you, and I gave them into your hand, that ye may possess their land, and I destroyed them from before you. Gee, God is renewing his covenant. He's telling them, hey, guess what? I did all of this for you in its own record. I did all of this for you, and I have some eyewitness, and they are going to testify on my behalf. He said they're testifying on your behalf for me because I want this to go down. He said, but I don't need nobody to testify. Can nobody keep a record like God? God, he never slumbered nor sleep. Hallelujah. Hey, he's open. His eyes is open. His ears is open. His eyes is on the righteous. It's going everywhere. Hallelujah. He's omnipotent. He's omniscient. He's omnipresent. Hallelujah. There's nothing hidden from him. You can't hide from God. Adam and Eve tried to hide, and God said, where are you? Where art thou, Adam? Where art thou? Hallelujah. You can't hide from God. God is his own witness. He's his own witness. But guess what? He allow us to have some witnesses, because he said, I'm not going to be left without a witness. He said, my word will not go out and return unto me void. He said it will accomplish that which I sent it to do. But let's get back to the story. I don't know who this lesson is for today, but I'm being encouraged because I know if he brought me out of New Orleans almost 30 years ago, 29 years this November, hallelujah, he brought me out with an outstretched hand, and they still have some witnesses that can attest to him bringing me out. There's still some witnesses that remember from whence I came. Oh, there is some witnesses. Oh, but I'm thank God that I'm a witness today for the Lord. I thank him because we're going to cross over to Acts. Hey, but let's finish right here. Let's finish this. Hallelujah. Then he said, I destroyed them before you. We're at verse 9. And we talked about that last week, I believe, a week before last, when we talked about King Balak. He is coming. I don't know what God is doing, but Sister Ruby, just keep on saying what he needs to say, because all of this, it's all of these messages that come forth, God have them on record, and they're going to be witnesses against us. Hallelujah. We talked about King Balak, and here's the scripture again. It said, King Balak, the son of Zippor, king of Moab, arose in war against Israel, and sent and called Balaam, the son of Beor, to curse you. But I would not hearken to Balaam. God saying it, the king sent somebody to curse you, Israel, but I wouldn't hearken to him. I had the one that decided he was going to curse you. I turned that situation around, and he was able to bless you. Well, y'all forgive me. I can't teach you. Something get the bubbling on the inside. And when you think of the goodness of Jesus, you can't contain yourself. Oh, glory. The Bible says, Jeremiah said, it'll be like fire shut up in your bones. How many can let fire shut up in their bone and you don't begin to move? You don't begin to stir. Hallelujah. It's like fire shut up in your bone. God, I bless you today. Well, let me stop and get through. He said, we are witnesses. Hallelujah. We are witnesses. So therefore, if we are witnesses, we have to be true witnesses. We can't, because remember, some have crept in unawares. There's some false prophets. There's some false witnesses in the land. But what witness are you today? Are you a faithful and true witness? Or are you a false witness? Ready to bear false evidence? Ready to lie on your neighbor? Ready to take the stand against your sister, your brother? You better watch, God. He said, we are witnesses. We are witnesses. And if we are witnesses, guess what? We condemn by what we say and what we do. Ooh, God. Oh, I got hot up in here. It's getting hot in here. Hallelujah. Ooh, Jesus. He said, verse 10. But I would not hearken to Balaam. Therefore, he blessed you still. So I delivered you out of his hand. Now, let's drop down to 13. And he said, and I have given you a land for which you did not labor. See, God going to have a witness. And cities which you built not. He said, I gave you a land that you didn't even labor in. You didn't labor for this land. You didn't labor for this house. You didn't labor for this car. You didn't labor for these for this wardrobe. You didn't labor to be the administrative assistant. You didn't labor to be the professor at the college or the dean at the college. You didn't labor for this stuff. God God said, I have given you a land for which you did not labor, and cities which you built not. I gave you cities that you didn't even build. You didn't build no city, and ye dwell in them. Of the vineyards and the olive yards which ye planted, not do ye eat. He said, I give you vineyards and olive yards that you didn't even plant. Now, therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity. This is Joshua telling the children of Israel what they need to do to continue to have the blessing of the Lord on their life, to continue to have God to fight their battles. Because the battle, it belongs to the Lord. But the victory is ours. See, God fought the battle, but the victory belonged to the children of Israel. Oh, y'all better watch God today. He said, we are witnesses. Verse 14. Now, therefore, Joshua said, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth. And put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And verse 15 said, and if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, if it seem evil after all that God has done for you, now you don't want to testify for the Lord? You are ashamed of this gospel? You won't be a witness? Okay, he said, choose you this day whom you're going to serve. God gives us a choice, people of God. That was one of our messages, Sister Ruby. The choice is yours. The choice is yours today. Are you going to be a witness? Glory to God. Let me finish here. Oh, God, I bless you today. He said, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. Are you going to serve these heathen and these pagans? Are you going to serve this heathenistic nation? But as for me and my house, Joshua said, we will serve the Lord. As for me and my house, we're going to be witnesses for the kingdom of God. Oh, God. And the people answered and said, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. Now let's drop down to 19. And Joshua said unto the people, ye cannot serve the Lord. Listen at what Joshua telling them. Ye cannot serve the Lord, for he is an holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions nor your sins. Why did he say that? He said that because they previously above, they weren't sure. They weren't sure. He said, your fathers served other gods on the other side of the flood. Now, are you gonna commit to the same acts that your forefathers committed to? Are you going to make a declaration today? Are you going to declare today, Sister Ruby, that I'm denouncing all of this stuff? I'm denouncing these false gods. I'm going to serve the true and living God. Hey, God, and I'm going to be obedient to the voice of the Lord. Joshua said God is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgression nor your sins. But verse 20, he says, if ye forsake the Lord and serve strange gods, then he will turn and do you hurt and consume you after that he had done you good. And the people said unto Joshua, listen, verse 21, it says, and the people said unto Joshua, nay, but we will serve the Lord. Verse 22. And this is where we really get our subject matter from, verse 22. It said, and Joshua said unto the people, hallelujah, just a moment, just a moment. Excuse me, you all. Amen. So the people said in verse 21, said unto Joshua, nay, but we will serve the Lord. And Joshua said unto the people, ye are witnesses against yourselves that ye have chosen you, the Lord, to serve him. Joshua telling them, now, I didn't twist your own. I didn't back you into no corner. Because God is not that kind of God. He said, freely you give, freely you receive. So he said, Joshua said, I'm not twisting your arm. I'm not playing no games. I'm not compromising with you today. I'm not going to play no games with you today. Okay? I've already told you that you can't serve God because guess what? He that serve God must serve him in spirit and in truth. And if you're not truthful, if you're not going to be a true witness, then you're going to bear false evidence. God, I bless you today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, I've already told you that God is a holy God, and he's a jealous God. And if you go whoring after these other gods, God won't be pleased, and he will not come to your rescue again. So Joshua said, you are witnesses against yourselves that ye, you all have decided to choose the Lord, to serve him. And the people said, we have verse 22, and they say, we are witnesses. 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 When we declare that we're going to serve God, when we make a declaration that for God I live and for God I die, God is listening to us. Okay? So verse 23 says, now therefore, Joshua said, put away, said he, the strange gods which are among you, and incline your ear, your heart unto the Lord God of Israel. And the people said unto Joshua, the Lord our God, listen, they're declaring again, the Lord our God will we serve, and his voice will we obey. Did you hear that? And verse 27, let's go down to verse 27. And Joshua said unto all the people, behold this stone shall be a witness unto us, for it had heard all the words of the Lord which he spake unto us. It shall be therefore a witness, there that word again, witness unto you, lest ye deny your God. So Joshua let the people depart, every man unto his inheritance. So every man had a legacy. Every man had an inheritance. Every man should leave a legacy, whereas somebody can say, Sister Ruby, we have a record of all your works. And guess what? We also have a record of your faith. Because James said, faith without works is dead. You got they both work hand in hand. So you can have all the faith and profess to have all the faith there is. But if there is no works, hallelujah, James say, faith without works, they're dead. Faith without works is dead. So we all should have we all should want to leave a legacy as a good witness. as a good witness, a good witness that loved the Lord, a good witness that had compassion for our fellow man, a good witness that went out and fed the hungry, a good witness that clothed those that didn't have, a good witness that learned how to respect and love their elders, a good witness on how to take care of our children, how, hallelujah, to walk circumspectly before our brothers and our sisters, a good witness that, won't take the stand and bear false witness, a good witness, hallelujah, that would declare that, guess what, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and I'm going to get through here, but let's cross on over, hallelujah, we're going to cross on over, we talked about that cup of salvation. We talked about how we going to bless the Lord. How can we bless the Lord? Hey, glory to God. God is always, we always looking for God to bless us. Hallelujah. But how are we going to bless the Lord? Hey, and sister, let me tell y'all this. Let me just back up 1 second. When I begin, Joshua, you know the word, Joshua word, Joshua name. Hallelujah. His original name meant salvation. His original name meant salvation. And we talked about that last week, taking on the cup of salvation. Joshua was there to bring salvation to the Israelites, to the nation of Israel. And then when Moses changed his name, then he changed it to Yahweh is salvation. What are you saying, Sister Bernard? God is our rocker. He is our salvation. He is our refuge. He is our peace. Oh, God, I bless you today. So let's go to Acts. Hallelujah, because I'm talking about we are witnesses today. How are we witnesses? How are we witnesses? Hey, Sister Albertine, last week saying she dedicated. She rededicated, I'm sorry. Rededicated means she's doing it again. Hallelujah, she did it again. Somebody said, do it again for me, Lord. Do it again, God. If you did it before, you can do it again. One of them gospel songs. Who sang that, Rayel? Ty Tribbett. He said, if you did it before, you can do it again. If you did it before, you can do it again. Hallelujah. I ain't into all of these, the modern, contemporary gospel. I'm into the old school. I came up under the old school. I'm probably not as old as some of the older ones. But when I came in here, I came in listening to them blood songs. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. I came up under them old songs right there they used to sing. Hallelujah. Hey, glory to God. I bless you. The blood that gives me strength, hallelujah, from day to day, it will never lose its power. We are witnesses, and we're covered by the blood. We're covered by the blood, people of God. And let's go to Acts chapter 1. It says, verse 8, it says, verse 8, but ye shall, this is Jesus after the resurrection, hallelujah, when he appeared before he left, hallelujah, he promised them something. He said, ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses. See, to be an effective witness for the Lord, you need some power. You can't witness. You can't go out on these streets and tell people about Jesus Christ and you don't have no power. How you gonna tell them about Jesus and you don't even live anything to really present to them that you even got any power? power. Hallelujah. We ain't waiting. We don't want the apostles. Hallelujah. When they pass, people were healed by their shadow. Who have that kind of power? Well, you can have that kind of power if you make a commitment. If you make a commitment to serve God no matter what, when the flood comes, he said, I won't even let the waters overtake you. I'm reminded of Katrina, how God had mercy on my family. God had mercy on my mother. She rolled the storm out. When the water started coming in the city, thank God my brother and his wife was there. But she told me I was there in New Orleans. See, I was a witness. I was an eyewitness. I didn't see what y'all saw on the television, because I was running for my life too. I got caught up. I wanted, I'm just like my mom in a sense. I have some always. They told me a storm was coming, but you know there's always storms down in that area. But I had a granddaughter. Some of you all have heard this story before, but I'm just saying it, and I'm going to move on just a little bit. Hey, I had let her went down for the summer, and her auntie didn't put her back on the plane to come back home to start school. I said, oh, yeah, I had it going on a little bit then. So I caught me the next thing. Flying down there. And I said, oh, yeah. And that was the weekend of Katrina. I'll never forget it. It's alive. It's vibrant in my spirit. See, when you have had an experience, you never forget your experiences. Never. I could get back on the dance floor and do a little something. I'm like, oh, not my knees and legs will hold up. Hallelujah. But I haven't forgot how to do it. Hey, God, I just said to just be a little step slower. Oh, glory. So I went down there, Sister Ruby, and I had me a rental car. Hallelujah. See, God know how to preserve you. Hey, and I didn't know. My cousin Caridia told me, said, Adrian, they got a storm, a big storm coming down there. You need to wait. But I said, no, I'm not waiting. I went down there that weekend, and I got caught up in that storm. You hear me? And I told my mother that Sunday morning when that mandatory evacuation warning went out, I told my mother, I said, you better get out of here. Hallelujah. She goes, I'm not going. I'm going to ride it on out. I'm going to ride it on out. You know, my mother is hardcore. She's a hard nut. She's a hard cookie. Amen. So she said, I'm going to ride it on out. I said, okay. So I had two of my brothers and then a nephew. Hallelujah. One of my brothers, he don't believe nothing. He said he's an atheist, so whatever. But anyway, that day, he said, I'm getting out of here, too. He said, Mama can stay, but I'm getting out of here. I'm going with you. So two of my brothers and my nephew, we got in the car and I went to one of my mother's friends in Mississippi. It took us 11 hours to get there. Hallelujah. But I'm trying to tell you, God will never be left without a witness. He'll never be left without a witness. We got out. We got a chance to get out. But my mother rolled out the storm. My mother and my brother, them rolled it on out. And that next morning, which was that Monday morning, the water started coming up into the city. And they were able to get out. But I think it took them about 36 hours to get to Baton Rouge, which is only about an hour and 15-minute drive. Oh, because they waited. They waited. People of God, when God is talking to you, he said, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Harden not your heart. Tomorrow ain't promised to us. So let's go back and we're gonna close on this. But ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses. Hear that word again. Ye shall be witnesses unto me. When you're going to be a witness? After that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You receive power. Then you become a witness. Then you become an effective witness, then you become somebody that can testify and tell or be that somebody that can testify and tell of this dunamis power. Ooh, God, it dwells on the inside. See, this is not something somebody can give you. You have to go through this. Hallelujah. Can't nobody give you the Holy Ghost but God. Hallelujah. And how do you know you got? He said, because these signs, there's got to be some evidence. He said, you're going to speak with new tongues. Hallelujah. He said, you're going to be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and into the uttermost part of the earth. Now, I don't know why God keep on going back. We're talking about salvation. There is no other name whereby given among men whereby we must be saved at the name of Jesus. We got to take on that name. We got to take on the name of Jesus. And this is how the power comes. This is how the power comes. Go over to chapter 2. This is when the filling of the Holy Ghost took place in the upper room. This is that the Holy Ghost, the Comforter, whom Jesus said he would send. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. As the Spirit gave them utterance. There were also some witnesses. Drop over to verse 32 in that same chapter. It said, this Jesus had God raised up, whereof we are all witnesses. There were some witnesses that Jesus was crucified, he was buried, and then he rose. He rose. Hallelujah. And that's what happened with us. When we are experiencing and we want to become an effective witness, we have to be crucified. We have to crucify this flesh. Hallelujah. And we have to be buried in his name. Buried. How am I buried, Sister Bernard? How do I crucify this flesh? We gave you that prescription on Thursday, so go back and listen to that. I don't have time to go through all of that today. My time is limited. But we have to be crucified. We have to be buried. How am I to be buried? When you go down in Jesus' name, you go down in that watery grave. That's the grave you got to go down in. That watery grave, that's how you're buried. And you come, how you're resurrected. After you come out of that watery grave, you rise to walk in the newness of life. So he said, this Jesus had God raised up, whereof we are all witnesses. Amen. 37 said, now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and they said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what must we do? What shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent. Hallelujah. We talked about that on Thursday. Lord, I didn't know you was coming back this way again, but you said you were looking for some witnesses. We are witnesses. and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And then he promised you again, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are for all. See, this is not just for you. It's for your children and your children's children. Hold on one second. Yes. And for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. God, forgive me, y'all. Excuse me. He said, for the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are for. Sister Albertine says she rededicated her life and her children, her sons, back to the Lord. I'm telling you, God has to bless her. Ah! Now, that don't mean she's not going to suffer. That don't mean everything going to be peaches and cream. That don't mean she's going to walk on days of ease. Ah, because the Bible says many in Psalm 34, we read last week, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them after all. And let's finish this. Verse 40 says, with many other words, did he testify in his own say, save yourselves from this untoward generation. We are witnesses, people of God. We have to declare God's generation. We can't be ashamed of this gospel. We have to leave a legacy. A legacy, whereas we weren't afraid. We weren't afraid to preach and teach this gospel. We weren't afraid to go into the prisons, go into the whole houses, go into the rehab clinics, go into the places where people are destitute, homeless, and without, don't know God. We have to declare this gospel. We have to tell people about the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus. And when we do that, guess what? Then God allow us to become faithful witnesses of Jesus Christ. Faithful witnesses that's not afraid. Faithful witnesses that's going to fast and pray. Faithful witness that's not going to sow discord among our brothers. Faithful witnesses that's going to continue to hold up the bloodstained banner. Oh, I love the Lord today. I didn't know where you was going with all of this. Somebody might beg to differ with me. All I heard was, we are witnesses. That's what he kept resonating in my spirit. And when it resonates, I have to obey God, not man. I have to obey God. He kept that in my spirit. Witness, 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 witness. And then heard it yesterday a little bit. And that just gave me confirmation. And I said, well, Lord, I don't have a lot of time. You just spoke yesterday. And that's what happened. So I'm asking some of you all, is there anything that God is dealing with you all on that you would like for us to discuss? Bring it to the table. Let us know. We here to be helpers one to another. We're here to talk about the goodness of the Lord. We're here to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. That is the good news. Hallelujah. That don't mean everything that happened in our lives is going to be good. But we are yet witnesses. We got to know if he did it again. If he did it before, he can do it again. Hallelujah. Because the God that we serve, he never slumbers nor sleeps. He can't fail. We're on the winning team. We're on the winning team. We don't have to feel threatened. We don't have to feel intimidated. We don't have to be fearful. We don't have to be frightened. We are on the winning team. The fight is already fixed. It's already fixed. God knows that we're coming out victorious. He knows who's going to win. He knows who's going to be the champ. Don't you know? They were getting ready to celebrate San Antonio in the sixth game of the NBA. They were bringing out the trophy. They had yellow ropes blocking off the people from coming on the floor because they thought San Antonio had it. Oh, but how many know? When you think I'm out, God, give me some more energy. When you think you done already cast me to the side, God, come pick me up and say, it ain't over with it. Get on back up. Dust yourself off, girl. We going to get over this. We going to get through this. Hallelujah. I'll never forget. I watched it. I was a witness. I was an eyewitness watching that game. And even me, I was like, oh, Lord, because I was rooting for Miami. That's one of my teams. I was rooting for Miami. And they were down. Y'all don't know most. They were down by 2 points. Hallelujah. And somebody missed the rebound for San Antonio. And Chris Bosh, he didn't have no points. Hallelujah. I don't think he had no points in that game. Yeah, but he got that rebound, and he shifted it to Ray Allen, who is an assassinator. He's an assassinator with that ball, especially in the three-point area. I'm telling you because I'm a basketball fanatic, so I love basketball. I watched it. That was the sixth game. San Antonio had 3 games. All they needed was one more game. I'm talking about being a witness today. Hey, God. And all they needed was that one game. But it was in Miami. That's why it's always good to have home court advantage. Because you have an advantage against the enemy. You have an advantage against your opponent. Oh, God, I bless you today. And, baby, when Chris Bosh got that rebound, he threw it to Ray Allen. And Ray Allen had his feet. He had his feet firmly planted. And, baby, he drained that three. He drained that three. And that saved the game for Miami. Ah, hallelujah. And then after the game, some of the team members said that was an insult. They got the trophy ready. I'm giving it to San Antonio to celebrate on our floor. They said, not tonight. And guess what? That was the sixth game. San Antonio could have went up, but Miami went up. Yes, he got already knew who was going to be the champion before we got it. Oh, but then that next game, game 7 was still in Miami. That was a close game too. But guess what? Miami pulled it off. So who should have won the sixth game didn't happen. And guess what? They wind up losing the series. And the champions was Miami. I'm talking about witnesses today. You know, LeBron James, you know, when he was in Cleveland on that team, they had a big old sign. They said, we are witnesses, because they call him King James. Oh, but I'm so glad I serve King Jesus. I'm so glad I'm a witness for Jesus Christ. I don't know what to do. Hallelujah. So I gave y'all the day what the Lord put in my spirit, and I'm done. I'm done, Sister Ruby. I went a little long today, but I had to tell the story. Sometimes when that's the difference in teaching and preaching. Sometimes you can wrap up something in 20 to 30 minutes. Hallelujah. But sometimes there's a little bit more. Amen. So we thank God for this opportunity to have this kind of time to share with the Lord. We thank you all for listening attentively. We thank God. that may be in the chat room and those on the archives, and I can't see who all is on the line, but we thank God for you. I tell you, need to go back and listen to this message, because guess what? This was given by God. We are witnesses. We are witnesses. And to be a true witness, follow the formula. You have to go through the process. Yes, we're going to be persecuted. Yes, we're going to be tried. Yes, we have to cry sometimes. But I'm reminded in the scripture where it says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy going to come in the morning. All of God's witnesses, he always give a joy. He always does something special for them. Hallelujah. Because we are his people. We are his children, and he is obligated to us. We are his witnesses. God bless you, Sister Ruby. Hey, oh, God, I love you today, Jesus. Hallelujah. Sister Ruby.
Hey, everybody.
Woo, glory to God. Sister Ruby. Oh, Jesus.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now, Sister Ruby.
Okay, praise the Lord, everybody. Me and you only left on the broadcast, but it was a blessing.
Oh, wow.
It was a blessing. I thought about the Lord gave you witnessing, and I thought about, as you read Joshua 24, and verse 22 and 23, where Joshua tell them to put away their strange gods from among you. Guard your heart unto the Lord, the God of Israel. So as we get to the New Testament, it wasn't over in the old, and it went back to the new, the book of Acts. So I thank the Lord for his word and using you. The Spirit of the Lord spoke today. And it's not over. He's just continuing on to speak to get us right. Whatever we think we're doing right, it may not be pleasing to him. So he wants us to go back into this word and study it and come back as a true witness. So, Pastor Bernard, I can't say anymore. I can't preach it. You done preached it. I just have to say amen. God bless. I thank Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
On today.
Do you have anybody in the chat room?
No, wasn't nobody. Well, 2313, guess 2313.
Okay, and God bless you.
Yeah, and 1, 2, 3. It was 4 and 5 on, and they're off now.
Okay. Well,
so
God bless you, guest 2313. We certainly appreciate you listening in today, and we thank God for everything. Thank God for Sister Ruby. And I tell you, I didn't know how the Lord was going to bless us today with this word. I just, as I say, Sister Ruby, I only heard witness, 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 witness. I said, what are you saying, Lord? What are you saying? We are witnesses, and that's what God gave me on today. And I tell you, please tune in tomorrow. We're going to have Pastor Royce McCullough with us on tomorrow. So get ready for that, and we'll see how the rest of the week play out. We haven't scheduled anybody, but just tune in. You never know. You know, God works overnight. Hey, glory to Jesus. He's working while we're sleeping. So one
Amen.
Thing about him, he don't slumber. And he don't sleep, so God knows what he's doing. So we just bless the Lord, and I just thank God. Went a little bit longer than I expected to go, Sister Ruby.
Oh, that's a blessing. Sister Dawn is back on. Let's see, can she get on?
Amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you, Dawn.
Sister Dawn.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Sister Dawn.
Hello.
Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Dawn?
Yes.
Well, God bless you. Haven't heard your voice in about a week or so.
Well, I've been very busy, but I've been on. I've been very busy.
Okay.
I got my daughter and my grandbaby, and I've been busy with Miss Meva. I've been very busy at work.
Oh, so your daughter?
Had family. Yeah, my daughter is there with you? Yes.
Well, tell her I send her texts all the time, and she never responds. But it's okay. I love her anyway.
Okay, but she not. I'm not with her right now.
How's Jarvis?
How's who?
Jarvis.
Jarvis okay. As long as I know where he's at, he's okay.
He's okay. All
the girls
right,
go see him.
Huh?
The girls go see him. Long. He all right. The girls go see him.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Mm-hmm. Well, Sister Ruby was trying to call you. I told her you had your tablet you've been calling in on.
Yeah, that's my tablet. That's my tablet. I'll be calling off of different numbers. That's my tablet. I got the Magic Jack number on my tablet.
Okay.
You got a Magic Jack number on the tablet. Lord have mercy.
Oh, yes.
All right, that's Sister Ruby was trying. I told her. You have all kind of gadgets and phone numbers. We can't even keep up with your numbers.
Okay, but when you going to see Jamal?
I'll talk about it off the line. We're still on the line.
Oh, okay, I didn't know. All right. All right.
Yeah, I'll call you.
All right. All right.
That's just the room.
Coming
still lunch. On.
Okay, praise the Lord, Sister Dawn, and we're going to, it's good to hear your voice. Evangelist Bernard?
Yeah, I'm still here, Sister Ruby.
She's off now. You want to close us out, or you got?
Yeah,
you wanna...
we're going to close on out. We thank God for each and every one of you all that tune in today again. Our destiny focus for the week is we are witnesses. So we'll see you again tomorrow at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 p.m. Central, and that's 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, we'd like to invite you to visit the archives or go back and tune in and visit our website at www.newdestinyministries.com. And also we'd like you to visit our ministry page at New Destiny Ministries. We're on Facebook and we're on Twitter. So you can follow us and like us on either one of those social medias. And if you have any praise reports, anything that you would like to share on this broadcast, you can contact us via email, or our mailing address is P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. And our email address is New Destiny Ministries 54@gmail.com. Amen. Also, if this ministry has been a blessing to you and you like to sow a financial seed, you can do so via our website or also through our mailing address. So we thank God for you and we appreciate you in Jesus' mighty name. Now, God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to bless on today, God. Continue to strengthen your people. Remember Sister Patrice, God. Remember her family, the bereaved family, as they lost their father. We asking you to continue to strengthen them, Lord God. Continue to strengthen our co-host, Sister Ruby Larry, and strengthen all those that come on the line, all of our leaders, each and every one of them that come on the line and minister for us. We appreciate all that you're doing and all that you have done, God, and everything that we're expecting you to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, now, God, go with us. Continue to bless our families. Continue to bless our homes. Continue to bless us on our jobs and all the things that we do during the different hours of the day. We bless you and we praise you and we give you glory for all that you've done. In Jesus' mighty name, remember, we are witnesses. God bless you, Sister Ruby. You can have a final remark and close us on out if you choose to.
I'm going to close you out. It's been a blessing. Take Me to the King by Tamla Mann. Amen.
Take me to the King. All right.
Take me to
God bless you, Sister Ruby. Have a beautiful day, everybody.
Yeah, God bless everybody. We don't close. We'll see you tomorrow at 1 o'clock p.m.
Amen.